Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. You are awesome, Lord. You are mighty. You are holy. You are the great and mighty I am. Truly, there's no God great like you, Jehovah. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth realm. We are dependent upon you. We are trusting in you like never before. We thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful and you are loyal. You said you knew us before you formed and shaped us in our mother's belly. You said you know the plans that you have for us, and they are great plans to give us a great future and a great hope. So, Father, you said don't let this book of the law depart from our mouths. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then we will make our way prosperous, and we will have good success. And so, Father, we thank you for leading us in a plain path. And because, Lord God, we're human, we sin. In the name of Jesus, so Father, we ask you to forgive us for errors, for presumptuous sins. Forgive us, God forbid, any iniquities, any abominations. Forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse us. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Oh, Father God, we hunger and we thirst for you. We thirst for you like a deer when it's thirsty for water. We hunger and thirst for you, for your word, O God. Oh, God, we thank you for the fruit of the Spirit in abundance, love, joy, peace, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, such there is. Oh, my God, we can have it in abundant supply. There's no limitations for the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. So, Father, we say yes to your will, yes to your way. We appreciate you. We're blessing you. We're honoring you today. You are the King of glory. You are the Lord God Almighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth realm. We're dependent upon you. We are trusting in you like never before. We are listening to you, listening to your voice, hearkening to you, obeying your voice in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said in your word that you commanded us to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And to love other people like we love ourselves. So, Father, you commanded us to teach our children that you are the only true and living God, that you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Teach them in the morning when they get up, in the afternoon and at night. So, Father, I thank you that we're going to turn off all of the electronic gadgets and begin to worship you, begin to praise you, begin to honor you, begin to bless you. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. Thank you that you are mighty and that you are almighty God. There's no God that's great like you, no God holy like you, no God mighty like you. We honor your presence, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are loyal, you are faithful, you're the King. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Heal us, heal our land. Oh, God, this is where our children are growing up. Give them peaceful environments, oh, God. Remove all the chaos, the confusion from our children. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let them not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their minds. From the word of God, oh, God, I thank you that our children will listen and be obedient to their parents that have rule and authority over them. They will honor their father and their mother. And they will have long life upon the earth. So, Father, we thank you for coming to the earth realm. Thank you, our God, for Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Jesus is Savior. Jesus, Jesus, we call upon your name. Jesus, Jesus, what a mighty God we serve. What an awesome Father you are. What a faithful Lord you are. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. So, Father, we are thanking you today for ordering our steps in your word, teaching us, oh God, your will, your way, teaching us in the name of Jesus. You are the master teacher. And, Lord, forgive us for ignorance. You said you winked at ignorance one time, but you're calling all of us to repent. So we repent, Lord God, for not reading your word, studying your word, and obeying your word. Help us, Lord God, Remove all distractions from us, Lord God. Whether it's the TV, whether it's the internet, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, whatever it is, oh God, Instagram, help us to put it down, to lay it aside, call on your name like never before. So we thank you for leading us, ordering our steps in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for ordering our steps in your word. We're so grateful today, Lord God, that we could call on your name. Oh, you are an amazing God, and you are faithful. Faithful to us, oh God. You are the friend that sticketh closer than anybody, and we appreciate you. Well, welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Today is November the 16th, 2022. We are pressing toward the end of the year. Next month, December 31st, will be the end of 2022. God is amazing. He has kept us all this time. And you know, his word says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2, a wise person's heart leads the right way. The heart of a fool leads the wrong way. So we thank God for wisdom to go the right direction, to go the right way. God is so amazing. He loves us so much, and he didn't put us on the earth to leave us. He is always with us. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He's always with us. Appreciate the Lord God Almighty. He orders our steps, so we got to listen intently. Because he's not shouting. No, he's not shouting. He's whispering. And we got to get in the secret place. And we can't run in and run out. We just got to dwell in the secret place with the Father. We are thanking him today. Yeah, we're singing the praises to our God. We're singing the praises to our Lord. Yep. Declare. Okay, that's okay. I got you on with me. I got you on with me, so you can just listen.
Hallelujah. All right, sweetheart. All right.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you today for Wednesday midweek Bible study. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We are in you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that Psalms 9:11 says, sing praises to the Lord which dwell in Zion. And declare it among your people, your doings, oh God. So, Father, you are faithful. We're declaring among the people your doings, oh God. Father, your word says in Psalm 33:2, praise the Lord with the harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and the instrument of 10 strings. So, Father, we are thanking you today for what you're doing. You are so great. You're so awesome. You're so mighty. You're so powerful, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you for ordering our steps in the name of Jesus, in your will and in your way. Father, we need today we say thank you, Lord God. So we come to glorify you, Lord God. We come to praise your name. You are mighty. You are powerful. You are the almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to you. Omnipotent, all-powerful God. You are omnipresent, oh God. You are the same. Oh, my God. You're everywhere, all at the same time. You're in Africa. You're in Asia. You're in North America, South America, and Europe. So, Lord, we ask to order our steps today in your word and in your way. You said the steps of a good person are ordered by you. So we come today to praise you, to honor you, to bless you for ordering our steps. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing all the storms that have come recently to leave, not to harm us in any way. Hurricane Ian, Hurricane Nicole, Lord, you turned them around. You diminished them. You sent them away from our city, our state. In the name of Jesus, and Father, anyone who was affected by those storms, any person who experienced flooding or anything, oh God, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give them funding or insurance, oh God, that will help them start over again or whatever it is that needs to be done in the name of Jesus. So we are thanking you today for being the Most High God, for being awesome and powerful. You are Almighty Father. You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You're Almighty God. Hallelujah. Well, today, the Lord's word is powerful. We're going to be looking at some scriptures in a minute. Usually we do scripture search during this time, but we're going to be looking at scriptures. Job chapter 6, verse 25. We're thanking the Lord today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Job chapter 6, verse 25. It says, how forcible are thy right words? But what does your argument prove? So we thank God that his words are forcible, but his words are right. Yeah, his words are always right. You know, thoughts are higher than ours. His ways are higher. So we got to come up higher so we'll be more like him. We're made in his image. And then in pleasant words in Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So, Father, we are grateful today that your words are present, are pleasant words. Lord, sometimes people's words can be harsh, but your words are pleasant, and we agree with your plan. Your words are appropriate, Proverbs 25:11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. So, Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus that your words, they are a word fitly spoken, just what we need at the right time. And we are thanking you, Father. Your words are gracious. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. So we are thanking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your words, oh God, are gracious. And your word says in Ecclesiastes 12:11, the words of the wise are as gold and as nails fastened to the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. So we are so grateful, Lord God. We're grateful that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name, your awesome name. And Father, we thank you for the people who came on today, those who are listening. We appreciate you, Lord God. So today, Father God, our title, and the foolish, the wise and the foolish, choose the right path. Let God direct us. The wise and the foolish, choose the right path. Let God direct us. Ecclesiastes 10 in the Amplified Bible says, a wise man's heart turn him toward the right, which is the way to blessing, but a fool's heart turn him toward the left, the way of condemnation. And in Ecclesiastes 10 in the NET Bible says, a wise sense protects him, but a fool's lack of good sense leaves him vulnerable. A wise person chooses the right road, and a fool takes the wrong one. So I thank God that we are wise people following after him. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make make your straight path. But we thank God that he's ordering our steps. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. Let him ask God. If you lack wisdom, we got to ask God. Sometimes we ask our friends or our neighbors or our family members, but only God can give the wisdom that we need at the time. So God gives generously. And he doesn't make us shame when he gives it to us. He gives us wisdom, and it will be given to us. Thank God he gives us wisdom. Proverbs 1:5 says, let the wise hear the increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance. Proverbs 15:22, without counsel, plans make. So we got to make sure we're getting the counsel that we need. God is the counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. He's a mighty God. He's the one who is the counselor. And his plans never fail. But they succeed. The Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, comes knowledge and understanding. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 10:12, a wise person's words win favor, but a fool's are self-destructive. The dictionary says wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. But the Bible says wisdom is insight on how to apply knowledge effectively. God gives divine wisdom. Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. So we can take notes from Solomon because God gave him wisdom. God gave him a lot of wisdom. Even when the two women came to him and one of them had smothered their own baby, God gave him wisdom to know which was the true mother. So we got to seek God. People come to us for advice. We got to seek God to get that advice, give him advice off the top of our heads. We got to seek God for the wisdom, for the knowledge that we need. The title of our message today is The Wise and the Foolish. Choose the right path. Let God direct us. You know, sometimes we'll choose a path that we think is right, but it may not be the right path. Might not be the path God wants us to choose. So we got to consult him. Lord, which way should we go? Which path should we go? Lord, where should we go? What should we do when we get there? So the Bible says wisdom is insight on how to apply knowledge effectively. God gives divine wisdom. God gives divine wisdom. True wisdom comes from God. Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived. We can pray. We can pray for wisdom. Oh, we need wisdom daily in our lives. So we got to trust in God like never before. We're living in, you know, dangerous times. You don't know if, you know, something, you know, is going to happen. We've had the coronavirus. We've had storms, hurricanes threatening us. So we can't lean to our own understanding about things. We got to trust in God. I was in New Orleans living there for a long time. And, you know, sometimes you don't understand the words of God, but I was in Hurricane Katrina. I waded in water almost up to my chest, but God kept me through all of that. So I thank God that I could listen to his voice, and he found me a safe place. He even had me put in a place where my pastor and his wife could locate me and take me to a safe place, and there was plenty of food, no electricity. I'm telling you, we cannot lean to our own understanding. I'm sure you've had times in your life where you can say, oh, yes, God helped me with this. He helped me with my children. He helped me with all my jobs. He helped me, you know, come out of situations that I just didn't know how I was going to make it. So we got to listen to God's voice in everything we do, everywhere we go. He's the one who will keep us on track. We cannot assume that we know everything. We cannot assume that we know everything. We got to trust God. He's the true and living Father. Good afternoon, Sister Mary.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for coming on. Sister Mary, do you have a song you want to sing for us today?
Okay. Hold.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Okay, yeah. Sorry, Matthew.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful, Sister Mary. We appreciate it. So think of one more. In a little while, we'll let you think again, if you don't mind. Think of one more, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, Sister Lance out of town with her brother, and she's not able to be on. But our today, we thank God for Mother Lee is on with us. She lives in, I believe she, you live in Jacksonville, Mother Lee?
Yes.
And we thank God for her today. Well, I really couldn't do scripture search today, Sister Mary, because I didn't have anybody on yet. So we thank God for you coming on. The wise, the foolish choose the right path. That's the title. But let God direct us. The wise and the foolish choose the right path, but we're letting God direct us. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2. A wise man's heart turned toward the right, which is the way to blessings. But a fool's heart turned him toward the left, the condemnation. So we are thanking God today, you know, because we don't know the way, but we know that God is a way maker. And we get in situations, circumstances, he know how to make a way. Look at the children of Israel. You know, when David was a little boy, a lion and a bear came along, and they he killed both of them. God was preparing him for his future to be a king. And then a big song, when Goliath, was he was ranting and raving at God's people. And David came and said, well, I'll kill him. And they go like, no. And they tried to give him, you know, uniforms to wear. He said, I can't use none of this. I got to use what I used to kill the lion and the bear. And now I'm going to kill this giant. I mean, Goliath was really, really tall. He was a little boy. But David was not fearful because he said, I come in the name of the Lord. So when we face situations in life, we got to say, we come in the name of the Lord. If we try to go in our own name, the enemy going to slaughter us. But when we go in the name of the Lord, we will be taken care of. We don't have to worry about anything. God did not put us on the earth to leave us. So we got to choose wisdom over foolishness. And, you know, many times we've been foolish in our lives. We look at our children, our grandchildren, we say, oh, my God, they're so foolish. No, we made some of the same mistakes, so we can't look at them. They got to have their own experiences in life, too. You know, I can imagine sometimes God let us fall, but we get up. He let us fall down. You know, he's not running to pick us up. No, he knows that we got to go through trials. But the one good thing about going through trials is we know that trials come to make us stronger. So, you know, we can't depend upon our own understanding. The Bible says, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He will help you. God is our help at all times, whether we are experiencing good times or trials. And we will experience both, good times and trials. So, we just have to be, you know, trusting in God, not trusting in ourselves because we'll stumble and fall. Trust God in every situation and then in giving thanks. You said, well, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. The doctor said this and you know, the light bill doing this due. Trust in God. He's going to take care of it. When you look back over your life, you can think about all the situations you've been through. But look at God. He delivered us out of everything we had to go through, whether it was a little food in the refrigerator, a little food in the cabin, whether it was a job we thought we had, we lost the job, whatever it was, God brought us through it. So Proverbs 1:5 says that the wise may hear and increase in learning, and that the man of understanding may attain to unto sound counsel. We must be careful. Counsel us. We got to be very careful about it. But we know that God is the best counselor. He's the Prince of Peace, the mighty counselor. He knows everything from the end to the beginning. Isaiah 46:10 says, only I can tell you the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. That's God. He does whatever he desires. We don't control God. You know, you ever seen a baby? Just a crying. You changed the diaper. You fed him the milk. His stomach wasn't hurting, nothing bothering. They just want to be held. You just let them cry. You can't just rescue them every time because they'll get spoiled. We know that already. So sometimes God just let us go through situations. He's there for us. He's there for your children. But we know that we got to let them go through certain things so they can get stronger. So Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come understanding and knowledge. So we thank God, you know, that he is all wise and all knowing, not us. We can make some foolish mistakes. So we got to choose God's path. God's work. You ever try, you know, God ever told you to do something, you didn't understand, you kept on doing it, kept butting your head against a brick wall, didn't even work. And then you said, oh, I remember God told me this. And then when you do it, it works right away because we tried to do it our way. Our way leads us away from God. But his so pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Mother Lee who came on with us today. I thank you for all that you're doing on her behalf. I thank you for her family, far and near, her children, her grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the whole family, Lord God. Bless her and siblings that she have, oh God, brothers and sisters, nieces, nephews, cousins, family members, Lord. Heal her body, Lord. Strengthen her body, Lord. Strengthen the lower back, the knee, the upper body, the lower body, the knees and the hips. Lord, those knees and her hips. In the name of the Father, you said in your word, whatever we ask in your name, believing, you will grant it. So, Father, you're the great physician. We could go to the doctor. Oh, yeah, they say to the cow, come on. But they do not heal unless you've given them the gift of healing. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. You said we'll do greater things than Jesus did. So, Father, Jesus was a healer, and we are thanking you that we can be healers as well. We wait on you for that healing anointing to come forth in us, oh God, so that those who need to be healed, we can speak a word, touch, or they can be healed, whatever way you say, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, everything Mother Lee's concerned about, we leave it at your feet. We thank you, Sister Mary, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all you're doing for her. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for her family. We thank you, Father God, for Sister Mary's family, her husband, her children, all of her family members. And, Lord, you know she's scheduled to do an event coming up. It was rescheduled. But, Lord, I thank you that when she opened her mouth, you will speak through her. They will know that they know that they know that she has been in the presence of the Lord because she is speaking, oh, God, what you say in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you for the right words at the right time in the name of Jesus, shifting the atmosphere as she speaks, oh, God, or helping everyone who's on. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for her wisdom and knowledge and understanding of nutrition, Lord God. So even as she come on monthly and give nutritional information, I thank you, Lord God. Father, I thank you for Sister Gloria Dean, who said that she couldn't come on today. She had a dental appointment. I ask you to bless her and her family like never before, Father. I thank you for healing her body, Lord, that back pain that just keeps coming and coming and coming. I thank you for her walking, getting more exercise. Oh, God, help potatoes, looking at TV so much, oh, God, but walking and doing different things in the house and even going to exercise classes, oh, God, like silver sneakers or different classes at the YMCA or walking in the park or whatever you ask for us to do. Bless Gloria Dean's children, her grandchildren, her great-grand, and even those to be born. Lord, I thank you for Sister Lanny, who's there with her brother who had surgery, helping him. Oh, God, taking care of him while his wounds heal in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for protecting her. I thank you for healing her. I thank you that for the joy of the Lord is her strength. I lift up Sister Marion, who has had, I don't know if she had knee surgery or some type of procedure done, Lord God, but we thank you for that healing coming forth in her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are all wise, all knowing, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Sister Linda, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her brother who was my pastor at one time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless her and her mom and her family, her husband, children, grandchildren, oh God. Protect them, oh God. Draw them all closer to you, Father. We thank you for Micheline, Lord God, baby Chloe's mother, and also her daughter Zoe and her husband, Eve, Lord God. We thank you for drawing them closer with you, closer with each other. We thank you for family time. We thank you, Lord God, for giving her the strength, even as she is a nurse. Help her, Lord, when she reads the charts of patients, that she would not miss anything that you're showing her, that they may need even a change of medication or whatever it is, oh God. And so we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless and honor you. We thank you for what you're doing in all of us, in the name of Jesus. Sister Mary, she has her phone on mute. Sister Mary, can you unmute? It'll take her a minute, but she'll be right back.
Yes. I got back to the phone. Thank you.
Okay. Sister Mary, what I wanted to tell you. We have Mother Lee on the phone with us. And can you just kind of briefly tell her a little bit about foods that, you know, maybe she can eat that would help, you know, with her? She's an elderly lady. And, you know, like us, and so nutritiously, can you give her like a list of what not to eat? Just a brief list, maybe about 5 or 10 things, what not to eat, and then maybe 5 or 10 things of what she can eat.
Okay. Well, thank you. I am just always so blessed. Every time I remember that God has provided the right things for us to eat, and as time has gone on, some things have changed because of the environment that we're living in and the ideas of man have changed what we're eating. So I'm going to give you a few things to try to avoid eating. And when you avoid them, it's going to help improve your health. And it's not easy because we like what we like. So the first thing that I want to talk about is avoiding the big one. And the big one now is not eating wheat products, bread made with wheat, gravy made with wheat flour, just wheat, because scientists and people who own the food industry have experimented with wheat so that it is not wheat like the Lord provided to us. Now it's little 18-inch bushes instead of those tall, beautiful, waving stalks of wheat. So wheat destroys your intestines. The villi in the intestines, which is the portal that we eat our food and the vitamins of, are absorbed in it. So avoid wheat. And you'll ask, what can I eat instead of wheat? What can I use to cook with instead of flour? using gluten-free flour, as in non-GMO cornmeal, rice flour, coconut flour, things like that. And it's not an easy process to get away from wheat because they put it in a lot of things. But your body will be much better off. Okay, another big thing is cooking oil. Cooking oil that is put into even our salad dressing, if it has oil in it, avoid it. And the reason is that oil is okay when it's in the bottle and it's not open. But as soon as you open even extra virgin oil, olive oil, when the bottle is open, oxygen goes into the bottle and it starts the process of turning the oil rancid. Rancid olive oil or rancid cooking oil will cause inflammation in your body, and that plays into any arthritis or bone problems that you are having. So avoid wheat, avoid cooking oil. What do you use instead of cooking oil? Butter or lard, old time lard and butter is so much better for our bodies than cooking oil or any of the other nice fancy oils that we are told to eat. Eat lots of vegetables washed with apple cider vinegar and water. I don't know of any vegetables that are not good except corn. They have been playing with corn a lot now, so I'm cutting back on eating corn. Oh, I love it, but I'm cutting back. And those are kind of the things that are most egregious to our diet. It's okay to eat salt because what do? They put salt lick out for cows because it helps with their digestion and it helps with our digestion. Those are the things that I think about right offhand with the good food, bad food.
Well, thank you so much. Now, what can we drink? Just tell us briefly what we could drink. Besides, I know we could drink water.
Yes. Water, definitely, and it would be good if you can find filtered water, or hopefully what we buy in the bottle is truly filtered, but, you know, we have to trust that it is. But filtered water, any kind of water, is good. You might not want to depend as much on tap water because I just read some things the other day about all of the fluoride that has been in our water for 60, 70 years. It really is not as healthy for us as they had told us that it was. Okay, so water, coffee. I love coffee. I like the coffee that has mushrooms in it. And as a certified holistic health coach, I get our coffee that has minerals put into the soil in order to grow the coffee. as well as we have minerals that we can put in our soil to grow our fruits and vegetables, because the soil is depleted now.
Coffee, tea,
and you can even drink carbonated drinks if you drink them too close to your meal. It will destroy your digestion. So if you just have to have that Coke or soda, then do not eat anything for an hour before you drink it or after you drink it. Do not drink carbonated drinks with your food.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Sister Mary, I'm going to disagree with you on that, because carbonated drinks have sugar, and sugar is one of those things that we should not eat. So I would say herbal and water, even lemon water or lime water is good. But we thank you so much for that info. It was awesome. Mother Lee, do you have any questions?
No, ma'am, because some of the things she was talking about, I already have already doing that.
Okay.
So she's on the money with me. Because the Lord had spoke to me about three or four years ago about cooking with oil, and he told me to cook my food in olive oil, and that's what I've been doing for the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. Even my cornbread, I fry cornbread on top of the stove, I cook it in olive oil.
Okay. All right. Well, I thank God for you all. We're going to be getting off soon. Sister Mary, we're going to table that homework for next time. Our homework. I'm sorry, you had a question, Sister Mary?
Oh, it's fine. Okay. I got mine, and I'm working on it. I'm going to let the Lord work on me some more on those three things. I loved it.
Okay, okay. So a lot of people come on that usually come on, but hopefully next Wednesday, people will be able to come on. So I've been praying. I said, Lord, I don't know. We usually have, seven people on here, eight people on here, but so today is a different day, but the Lord knows what he's doing. So I agree with his plan. So we're going to be closing out. Anybody have any questions before we close?
No, ma'am.
Okay, Sister Mary, would you like to say the closing prayer?
Oh, okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we do praise you. Oh, Lord, you are so, so very good. You are good. And Lord, that you will be with us, walk with us, help us to turn to you at any time, enjoy you. Oh, Lord, you are so very wonderful. Just thank you, Lord, for the time that we have spent together. We thank you for Sister Karita, in that she has been given the gift from you through the Spirit to encourage, to teach, to uplift us, and to spur us on, Lord, to do great things in you. And we just praise you and thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I ask you to be with all the callers and all of those who are not here, who usually are, that you will live large in their lives, in our lives, and that you will guide our footsteps to do this week what you want us to do, who you want us to be, and how you want to use us. We just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Revenge from the enemy, because we're your children. And we thank you for divine protection, divine direction in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we are covered with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Well, I love each of you. I look forward
to the mother
week. And have an awesome God-filled day. And as Mother usually say, what did you say, Mother Lee?
Have a Jesus-filled day.
Yep. They have a God-filled day. So. I was saying a God-filled
day. That's all right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.